The House has defeated a measure that makes the tax on oil permanent at 10%. As introduced, the bill would have ended the top-end trigger, where the tax would go back to 11% if oil sold at $90 a barrel. The House Senate Conference Committee left that in, and the sponsor of the measure, House Majority Leader Al Carlson, urged his colleagues to kill it.
Terrible tax policy. You know, we hate it on our income tax. We would sure hate to do it on buying a car. And that was, and the only purpose was get rid of that, raise that tax if the price goes up.
The measure failed on an 81-8 vote. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.